This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. Pompeo said in a statement that Russia and China's actions were shameful. He pledged the United States will remain committed to helping the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphaned to receive the aid they need. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the conflict there that began in 2011. A war monitoring group says at least 12 people were killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Syria's Idlib province Saturday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 36 people were injured by the airstrikes. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have been killed. 57 government and loyalist forces have also died, including 7 killed in a car bombing Saturday by the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group. Also Saturday, near simultaneous attacks hit 3 government-run oil and gas installations in homes in central Syria. It is believed the attacks were carried out by drones, but no one has claimed responsibility. A Pakistani court on Saturday convicted a Muslim professor of blasphemy and sentenced him to death for allegedly spreading anti-Islamic ideas. Junaid Hafiz had been held for 6 years awaiting trial since he was arrested in 2013. His defense attorney said the conviction was baseless and that the verdict would be appealed. This is VOA News.